Hey, welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I'm going to be talking with all kinds of entertainers, musicians, artists, comedians, singers, songwriters, bands, about their life, their career, their inspirations, their philosophies. I'd love for you to subscribe, like, and leave us a review. On this episode, we are talking to the one and only Jonathan Frakes, celebrated Star Trek actor and director, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Fox's Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction, Season 3 of Star Trek Picard, and he has a special cause close to his heart. Hey, Jonathan.
Jackie Neal, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jonathan. Thank you so much. We do not have much time, so I'm going to dive right in.
Yes, please.
Okay. Jonathan, the main reason why we're talking today, November is Pancreatic Awareness Month, World Pancreatic Cancer Day, November 17th. You are the ambassador for PanCan, primarily because of your brother, Daniel. Let's talk about it.
25 years ago, my wonderful brother and dearest friend, Daniel, turned yellow. We took him to the hospital. They opened him up. They looked. They closed him up, and they said, "We're sorry. There's nothing we can do. He's got 6 months to live." So 5 months later, sweet Daniel's dead, ironically, the same week that our wonderful daughter was born. So our family had a very rough stretch. Now, on the other side of the coin, dear friend and cohort and coworker, Kitty Swink and Armin Shimerman, who's our teammates on this trek against pancreatic cancer. I worked with them in Star Trek. I know them from New York. Kitty is an 18-year cancer survivor, which is fabulous and very, very rare. So when I used to call my mom, she always asked, how's Kitty doing? And I said, well, Kitty's doing great. And there was something about Kitty's survival that helped my mom and me deal with Daniel's loss. And when he died 25 years ago, there was a 4% survival rate. Now, the good news and the bad news is that the survival rate is 11%, which is, you know, still dreadful. What we ask is that people go to this website called pancan.org, which, by the way, is very user-friendly, I'm here to tell you, as a Luddite, and help us out so we can raise some money for research for early detection, which was exactly what we need and would have helped with Daniel, and for better treatment options. The other thing that I try to plug is that when you're at your doctor's annual physical, tell your doctor if you've got somebody in your family who has had pancreatic cancer, and the doctor will be able to treat you and examine you differently and hopefully help with this early detection. So pancan.org, give us whatever you can. And there it is. It's Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, Jonathan, my uncle passed away about the same time as your brother Daniel, and the same scenario. It was 4 months from detection to death. And
exactly. Daniel was 41. How old was your uncle?
He wasn't even 60 yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's astounding.
We need a lot more kitties.
Yeah, we do. Oh, well put. We want more kitties.
A lot less Daniel and Uncle Jay's. Exactly. Definitely, the website is very user-friendly. I was on it a little earlier, and please go and check it out. And like Jonathan said, talk to your doctor, especially if you have had someone in your family that has had pancreatic cancer. Now, I know we don't have much time, so my stepmom first knew of you on The Doctors. For me, it was North and South.
There's a flash from the past. That's 1976. That is some deep diving into The Doctors.
It was The Doctors, and I loved North and South. Your career, so vast. I've got some questions from some of your massive fans that are friends of ours. Alan in Texas wants to know what you think of the Bigfoot recordings you narrated.
See, it's part of this being the official spokesperson for the paranormal. Bigfoot recording. The video of UFOs caught on tape, alien autopsy, Fact or Fiction, Beyond Belief. It's all part of having been very friendly with the aliens on Star Trek. I'm sure that that's how I got these other jobs.
I did listen to it, and I think it's pretty chilling and interesting. I would not stay in the remote woods if I heard that at all.
Neither would I.
Now, Nikki, in your hometown of Bethlehem, wants to know, what is the most ridiculous thing you ever thought Will Riker did on The Next Generation?
I think the way he sat down became ridiculous. I mean, what an asshole move, just stepping over the barrier. Who does that? It's such a hot dog thing to do. And then when the fan compiled a YouTube of it, it just became more ridiculous. I regret it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of proud of it.
Well, and my brother George wants to know, the Riker method, did it stem from just being a cocky move or because of a back injury?
No, that was just, because Patrick was so stoic and his posture was so collected and arch. I thought that it would be interesting if I had a different physicality. Mm-hmm. So I used to lean things and put my leg up on things. And I think it was a yin and yang between those two characters that we were trying to create physically.
Now, that brings me to a question from Renee Rodriguez. He wants to know, what is the main thing you learned from working with Patrick Stewart?
You better show up on time. You better know your lines. And don't be afraid to laugh.
You know, that one, the last one kind of surprises me.
Well, we had to teach him that.
I love this. Just chill out just a little bit, Patrick.
Yeah, he was a little more serious in the first season than the rest of us. And he'll tell you the same story. We broke him.
I love it. And that brings me to Suzanne wants to know, who was the biggest practical joker on The Next Generation?
That would be Brent Spiner. He wins that award. He was the funniest, still is. We just did an entire season of Star Trek Picard. Season 3 of Picard has the cast back together. And Brent has not lost a beat.
That is so cool, man. And that's also, Nikki wanted to know if you can tell us what the next steps for the Next Generation crew after Picard's final season.
I wish I knew.
Okay.
We're all hoping there's a future.
A friend of mine, Perry, she said you directed her in an acting class last year and that you were incredible and that the main thing she loved the most was how much you cared about the actors.
Oh, yes. I think it was probably Glenn Warshauer's class. Well, as an actor, I think it helps to speak actor so you can direct and understand what it is. It's a very mercurial occupation. Childlike, childish, complicated, unpredictable, unjust. There's a lot to being an actor that helps a director if you understand how insecure and how used to rejection you need to be. And it's I don't recommend it. It's not for the faint of heart.
Now, Amy wants to know, what is a guilty pleasure of yours?
I like to bass fish. I watch a lot of baseball.
Are you keeping up with the World Series?
Every what a game last night.
It's been quite a series so far. And
Yeah. There
is so much out there about you, Jonathan. But what is one thing that your fans don't know about you, but that you want them to know?
You draw a blank. Wouldn't that defeat the purpose?
I guess in essence, it would, and that is the answer. Thank you so much for visiting with us. I've really enjoyed our time. Is there anything, of course, we didn't have much time, that we should have covered? I know everybody needs to go to pancan.org, and World Pancreatic Cancer Day is November 17th, and it is Pancreatic Awareness Month. Thank you, Jonathan, for all the work you're doing there, and we certainly look forward to New Beyond Belief. I know they're doing, it's the X Factor in Germany.
Yes, it is. Jackie, Neil, you got your research done.
I learned a long time ago, don't wing it. You got to prepare. Jonathan, thank you very, very much. I appreciate you and your time.
Thank you, and I yours.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. Feel free to like, subscribe, share, and leave me a review.